90,000 people are homeless in Myanmar. Interns are ready to serve at the Olympic Games in England. And Latin America is a mission force to reach the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Deadly communal violence between Buddhists and Muslims in western Myanmar is still taking lives. The United Nations calls the situation desperate. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray explains.
There's about 90,000 people homeless and 2,500 homes were destroyed in the fighting. But the Christians have been caught in the crossfire and the army has shut down all the transportation in the area.
That also means limited access to food, medicine, and clean water. Wells have been poisoned. Missionaries supported by Christian Aid are begging for help.
Roadblocks are lifting a bit. The curfew has been lifted. So we need to get emergency help into these 9 mission stations and 17 mission families that have been without help.
By helping indigenous gospel workers,
every one of these churches can be a lighthouse of hope and help to their neighbors.
They need funds immediately. There are prayer needs too. Find them at our website. Next, tomorrow is day 1 of Ramadan, or Muslim Holy Month. Muslims worldwide are fasting and praying and giving to the poor for the next 30 days. It may sound harmless, but the heightened responsibility to Allah means danger for Christians. President and CEO of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says,
many months of the year, the majority, Christians can blend into the population like everyone else. But when Christians are during Ramadan, eating during the day or drinking during the day, it makes them targets.
And this year could be even worse than normal.
We look across the whole region and see the rise of radical Islam as a result of these revolutions throughout the Arab world. And we see Christian communities in almost every one of those countries directly or indirectly threatened by radical Islam in those situations.
The best thing to do over the next month is pray for believers and Muslims. Get a Ramadan prayer guide at our website. This is Mission Network News. Interns are already in England. Why? These interns are serving as part of One Sheep, a new media ministry initiative called Spirit of the Games, a partnership with HCJB Global and FIBA Radio. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for students will give them experience in social media, video production, and communications, assisting Planet Sports, a digital media ministry serving at the Olympic Games in London. Pray that as they cover the stories, they'll motivate Christians to share their faith. Next, the poor global economy is hitting yet another ministry. This time it's a child sponsorship program. AMG International reports with inflation up in many of the countries they serve, as well as high exchange rates, they're having to raise child sponsorships to $32 a month. Kids receive a meal and a snack each day, education, clothing, and each child hears the gospel. AMG touches thousands of lives through the program, and you can help. There's a link to sponsor a child at our website. And over 3,000 young church leaders across Latin America came together recently to learn how to be big. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says, with the help of the outreach called Youth Solutions,
young leaders sold out their lives to the gospel, to the fulfilling of the Great Commission. And at Global Advance, we don't look at Latin America just as a mission field, but literally we see them as a mission force to the rest of the world.
Believers between the ages of 18 and 30 came from Peru, Chile, Brazil, Venezuela, and Colombia. Together, they could change the world.
God has just gifted them with wonderful warmth of personality and wonderful work ethic, and they fit in culturally pretty easily in other parts of the world outside of Latin America.
Their greatest ministry challenge will be neutralizing distracting messages from their society.
These young people have to fight to stay pure before the Lord and to stay true to Scripture.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.